Is the Hall of Fame broadcaster Brad Davis and yours truly Gary Byron. We're coming right back.
WDRC AM, WDRC FM HD3, W277 DT Hartford, WSNG Torrington, WMMW Meredith, the talk of Connecticut.
Who is angry over their own country shooting down that Ukrainian passenger jet last week, though Iran's justice chief blames the U.S. trying to whip up dissent.
The agents of America want to use a problem to disturb public opinion. Authorities won't allow anyone to compromise security.
He also announced on state TV Iran's made arrests in the takedown of the plane.
Though no specific number was made in regards to how many people were arrested. Now, the Ukrainian Airlines flight was hit by Iran's missile defense system on the same night that Iran launched 16 ballistic missiles into Iraq. Overnight, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani called the event a, quote, unforgivable error, although the Iranian government first denied any involvement in the accident.
Fox's Trey Ying. House Democrats meet today to consider finally sending the impeachment case to the Senate, where minority leader Chuck Schumer doesn't like the Republican plan to delay considering witnesses until during the trial.
Like a broken magic eight ball that keeps saying, ask again later.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland is live in Washington.
Dave, after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi meets with her caucus this morning, we could learn more about impeachment managers and the timing of a vote to send the articles to the Senate. This is some Republican signal they're open to witnesses at trial. Senator Mitt Romney of Utah.
At this stage, I'd like to hear from John Bolton and other witnesses with direct information.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell favors a short trial with no witnesses. GOP leadership is not expected to try to dismiss the charges because of a lack of votes. It's likely the articles would be transferred to the Senate in a procession across the Capitol led by the Sergeant at Arms for the House and Senate. Dave.
Rachel, they partied late into the night in New Orleans. Celebrating LSU winning college football's championship, beating Clemson 42-25.
This is an incredible moment for our program, for Baton Rouge, for Louisiana. This is just so special. I'm kind of speechless.
Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Joe Burrow capping off an undefeated LSU season. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening in just days. Publishers Clearing House will award $5,000 a week forever. Enter now at pch.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. The $5,000 a week forever prize is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. So don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at pch.com before it's too late. That's pch.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. Go to pch.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
It was an act of terror. That's what Attorney General Bill Barr says about last month's deadly shooting at a naval base in Pensacola, Florida, involving a Saudi Arabian Air Force officer.
The Attorney General says the shooter, Mohammed Al-Shamrani, who killed 3 sailors and wounded 5 others, sent messages weeks prior saying the countdown had begun.
He also posted other anti-American, anti-Israeli, and jihadi messages on social media, including 2 hours before his attack.
Attorney General Barr says they've also got no help from Apple on trying to access information from an iPhone that Al-Shamrani tried to destroy during the attack. The probe also led to 21 Saudi military students being removed from military training and sent back to Saudi Arabia for possessing jihadist material and pornography. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Well, Wall Street stock futures have been down and up, back and forth, not moving much the day after the Dow rose 83 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 hit all-time highs again. Now sports, and back to LSU's national championship win.
Burrow's got time, launching for the end zone.
That was Joe Burrow's 5th touchdown pass of the game on ESPN. The Heisman Trophy winning quarterback's 60th TD of the season, leading LSU to a 42-25 win over defending champion Clemson, snapping Clemson's 29-game win streak. Major League Baseball has come down hard on the Houston Astros, punished for cheating, using cameras to steal signs during the World Series winning 2017 season. General Manager Jeff Luhnow, Manager A.J. Hinch suspended for a year, and then owner Jim Crane fired them both.
You can be confident that we will always do the right thing and will not have this happen again on my watch.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora could also be suspended. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Finance meetings, yearly marketing plans, providing an excellent service, going above and beyond for your customers or clients, and it can all be forgotten with one dirty carpet in the entrance to your office. Regal Cleaning is the final step in presenting the perfect first impression of your business. Does your office, restaurant, or property convey the message you've worked so hard to share? With Regal Cleaning, it can. Visit RegalCT.com today to learn about the Regal Cleaning difference. RegalCT.com. You're going to know we've been there. For the Talk of Connecticut's contest rules, head to TalkOfConnecticut.com and click on Contest Rules on our homepage.
The Simon and Garfunkel Story returns to the stage after a sold-out worldwide tour and their latest blockbuster tour of North America, where they receive standing ovations everywhere. The nostalgic multimedia experience and a full live band perform all the hits, including Mrs. Robinson, Cecilia, Homeward Bound, and many more. Don't miss The Simon and Garfunkel Story, coming to Waterbury's Palace Theater January 25th. For tickets, go to palacetheaterct.org.
He's one of the top conservative voices in America. Join Mike Gallagher, weekdays starting at 9 on the Talk of Connecticut. WDRC. Weekdays, noon to 1. It's Radio's Power Hour. Live and local with Lee Elsie on the Talk of Connecticut. WDRC.
In Derby, a vehicle on fire, Rudy, northbound at exit 17. Traffic is stopped from exit 16. On the southbound side of Route 8, a fire truck is taking out the left lane. There are heavy delays on both sides. In Hartford, I-84 eastbound is slow from exit 48 to the 91 flyover. I'm Eddie Schaefer, Time Saver Traffic.
Scattered showers are possible later on today, partly to mostly cloudy skies. To start, the Servpro West Hartford temperature 36 right now in Weathersfield.
The Brad Davis Radio Program with Gary Byron, AM 1360, 610, 1470, and FM 103.3. We are the Talk of Connecticut.
After 7 o'clock, good morning, good morning, good morning, my dear friends. Yes, and guess what? It's New Balance time. I know how you feel. New Balance in South Windsor, Evergreen Walk, and Avon, of course, they've all got it. They're all ready to take care of you, and you are going to be happy. I can guarantee that. Yes, you have a low cut, you've got a high cut, you've got waterproof, cushion, lightweight, and improved support and balance with your roll bar. That's right. You don't have anything to worry about this winter. New Balance will, well, I'll tell you what, they will not let you down at all. You'll be taken care of. Plus, they offer a wide toe box so your toes are not squished. That's right. And something else, too. You know what? 6E. How about that? You're going to get protection. I'll tell you. I'll guarantee it. And all you have to do is stop down, check them out. New Balance in South Windsor, Evergreen Walk, and Avon. What a tremendous, tremendous product.
Oh, and so much so that you're wearing them right now. Again.
Got them on.
Yes, you do.
You bet I do.
7:09. Good morning. 9 minutes after 7. It's Brad Davis, Gary Byron. No special session this week. Well, Republicans are they're pushing Ned Lamont to conduct more town halls on tolls. This had been the week tentatively scheduled for a special legislative session on transportation and tolls, but sources are telling me that
There's no plan that's ready yet. Sources in the legislative leadership said talks are still underway to not only finalize a plan, but to schedule a public hearing at the Capitol on the issue. But Republican lawmakers said that that's not enough. Governor Ned Lamont was deep in the Naugatuck Valley on Monday, that's yesterday, to sign that big hospital agreement at Griffin Hospital in Derby. Ironically, in one of the regions of the state that a Republican lawmaker said he should conduct town meetings explaining his latest trucks only tolls. Of course, I say trucks only. In air quotes, because that's just the front.
You bet it is.
That's just the gateway to all vehicles being being tolled. All right, so let's bring on our next guest. He is a state senator representing Bristol and I think other towns. Harwinton and Burlington. Let's bring him on.
He's all over the place.
Even I think Torrington, a little piece of Torrington. Let's bring him. Is it Henry Martin? Henry, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
What are the towns that you represent, Henry?
I represent Bristol, Plainville, Harwinton, Thomaston, and Plymouth.
Ah, there we go.
Okay. There you have it.
So a little bit of the Litchfield area and then part of the Hartford area as well. So Bristol, Plainville are in the Hartford area.
What are your constituents telling you about tolls? What percentage want them and what percentage on average? Obviously, I don't need an accurate figure, yeah. But if you were to just round it off.
I think if you look at the polls, you'd see clearly that I think it's the numbers around 70% are against tolls totally.
Wow.
When Representative Laura Devlin and myself went out and did over 20 different forums throughout the whole state, the numbers were actually higher than that. We would take a poll when we began and share the facts that we had learned for the past 5 years since we've been on the Transportation Committee. Yeah. And then we took a poll afterwards, a little unscientific survey, so to speak, but those that were in the audience. And it was clearly probably 90% or more, maybe closer to 95% were against tolls.
You know something? You have done a tremendous job. A tremendous job.
Well, thank you, Brad. You know, it started with an idea with Representative Laura Devlin and myself, and little did we know there is another group out there called No Tolls that were doing the same thing and, parallel paths. And then it was a tremendous grassroots effort that was... that brought us to where we are today.
Yeah, we had Laura on yesterday. In fact, we also had her on Friday. And from No Toll CT, we had, I think, Neil Tollhurst on yesterday and Patrick Sasser was on last week. What do you think are the biggest misconceptions when you talk to the constituents, your constituents, and when you and Laura Devlin were doing those town halls? Is there messaging regarding tolls that the general public are misinformed about?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind is when everyone thinks about tolls, they think about border tolling, that it's okay, and it's quickly diffused by when we tell them that it's illegal for us to do that. So then when we started explaining to them the history of the toll and we start sharing with them, the special transportation fund and why that was set up. And basically, Gary, you would know that was actually the original lockbox.
Yeah.
And then it slowly, because it was flush with money and to repair the roads, bridges, and railways that it was intended to be for, they past legislators transferred general fund expenditures into the special transportation fund.
That's right.
And as a result of all that, we've made it, we've created this deficit in the special transportation fund. So as once they learn that, then they start recognizing and saying, gee, this is just mismanagement.
That's right.
There you go.
And then a lack of facing the real problem in the general fund, which is everything leads back to the unfunded liabilities of not funding the pension program.
And that's where
they're responsible.
That's a lot of this toll money is going, and not all the toll money is going to go there, but a lot of the toll money would go there. I also think it's going to help they want to use it to help the rail lines along the I-95 corridor, Metro North to in and out of New York City, and shave about 10 or 12 minutes off of those who live in Fairfield County, and take the train into the city, shave about 10 or 12 minutes off of their commute every day.
That's correct. You know, part of the funds would be the prioritizing of the funds would be first, you know, pay for the tolls and the bridges, the cost of replacing those bridges. But those funds, a part of the funds would be used to, offset the rest of the transportation expenditures.
Yeah, smoke and mirrors, you know. Yeah. It's no, you're right. And the people that you're talking, that you spoke with when you did your 20 town halls with State Representative Laura Devlin and your own constituents in the district that you represent, they've got every reason to be doubtful and not trust government because, let's face it, the governor, not just Ned Lamont, I don't want to just pick on him, but even his predecessor, Dan Malloy, were and by the way, the Democrat-led legislature for the last 40 years have not been honest stewards of our money, of our tax dollars.
That's correct. You know, you've had annual diversions of the funds that were supposed to go into that fund, the STF.
Yep.
And, you know, all the funds go into the general fund first and then get placed into the STF fund. But not all of it went into it, to a tune, from what I've learned, about $1 billion since its inception. So just think about an additional $1 billion going into the state's transportation infrastructure that we have not done that through the years.
Well, and then
the lack of trust, Gary, you have to hit it on the head. When you've got this type of diversion taking place, it makes it very difficult to trust the government. And recently, even with the governors, when he first started with his budget, we had done in the biennium budget and placed, and we were phasing in the sales tax, vehicle sales tax, to make the special transportation fund flush. He quickly said no to that and diverted it and stopped it in his original budget. And then when there was a lot of pushback from it, he has decided to phase it back in the years, not one and two of this biennium budget, but in the years three and four.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan. So, yeah, so they're, you know, lack of trust, absolutely. There's an example of it. And then I can give you more regarding what past promises that were made that have been broken. And then you wonder why the people of Connecticut do not trust our government.
That's right.
I like it. I just find it so funny that and crazy when some of the Democrats will say, we didn't raid the general fund. We didn't take too much money out of the general fund for other purposes other than what it was originally designated for. And they can get away with saying that because the money was diverted before it even had a chance to hit, make it into the general fund. It got diverted immediately, you know?
They say it's not rated. Well, you diverted it prior to, and then
right.
Once people know, gee, what the process is, what the flow of money goes to first, and then what doesn't get placed into the account that it's supposed to get to, then they start realizing, and that, gee, we can't trust them.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so listen, we got to talk about. What do you hear? I talked to Representative Christy Carpino last night on the phone. I was texting another state legislator last night. These are some of my former colleagues when I was in the House up until just a year ago. And I'm hearing that there's still not enough votes for this transportation bill that contains tolls to even be called next week. Yet we just heard rumblings, I don't know, the late last week, Thursday, Friday, that it was going to be the week of the 20th that the special session. In fact, I think the date we were given was tentatively Wednesday, January 22nd, that the special session for transportation was going to be held. So I'm hearing conflicting things. Senator, what are you hearing?
So what I'm hearing is everyone wants to see the language. They want to see
what's
in the bill.
Right.
They're staying on the fence, the Democrats. They're staying on the fence and being noncommittal until that document is written and all the specifics and all the details are in it so that they can take a look at it. And that's pretty much where they are, and I think it's probably a very complicated bill to write, and because they're trying to take care of various needs, I'm sure, that they've heard in their caucuses when it was presented to them, a week ago or 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to accommodate everyone who are on the fence in order to get their votes. So I don't know if that's going to be possible or not.
All right, so the bill is still being drafted. They're still writing the language.
It's still being drafted, yep.
So then herein lies the question, and or the problem even, both, the problem and the question, and that is, here it is Tuesday, the 14th of January. We're going into a short legislative session, which means that rather than a beginning in January and ending in June, it's going to begin in February and end in May. So fewer bills would be taken up, and usually they're less controversial because it is also an election year. And there, if you bring it, if you have the special session, which again would be prior to the first Wednesday of February when the regular session would begin, by statute, a public hearing would not be required. However, if you wait until the regular session, 99% of the bills have a public hearing. And I say 99% rather than 100% only because you know it as well as I do, Henry, when you're all of a sudden voting on a bill where you don't ever recall there being a public hearing at all during the session. You scratch your head going, where the heck did this come from? So they want to bypass the public hearing. And if you're going to do that, you would have to do that before the regular session. But we're running out of time.
Yeah, that window is getting very short right now. So we're only 2 weeks away, right? Two and a half weeks away from entering the opening up the session. So, you know, they've been trying to create a space, right, between November's election and the session and now, to get tolls approved, I should say, before the session and create that space between now and the election, because it is going to be a big factor in the upcoming election and even today's election, by the way. You know, I think it's going to be a good read to let us know how tolls have played out. And it will play out in November's election.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
No,
I think the intent was to create a lot of space between now and November. I don't think that's been accomplished now that we've only got 2 weeks to go before we open up the session. Their clock is ticking. It's not going to take place this week. You're absolutely right, Gary. Now the question is, okay, they're going to have another week or 2 weeks to go from here.
Mm-hmm.
And will they be able to get it done? Maybe, and I say that hesitantly, will it have satisfied enough of everybody's wishes in order to get their vote? I don't know the answer to that. And if it goes into the next session, it'll take all the air out of the room.
Yeah.
It will be the focus once again for this legislative session. If it comes up as a bill, it will, we jammed when we had the public hearing the last time. There were over 6,000 emails that jammed the system. Never happened before.
Yeah.
And then the phone calls that came in also, the phone calls flooded the Capitol,
yeah.
All the lines in the Capitol. And I can only imagine if there is a public hearing, what that's going to be like.
Senator, and really quickly, because I'm running out of time. I got about a minute left here. In your heart of hearts, do you think that if they don't get this special session to vote on the transportation plan, do you think it would actually make it into this regular short session beginning in a couple of weeks?
No.
Yeah.
I think there's too much fear.
Yep.
Too much fear for the upcoming election.
Okay, then I got to piggyback that question. This is my final question to you. Yep. What are your chances, just hypothetically, Henry, what percentage do you think that there'll be a special session called in the next couple of weeks for the transportation? Do you think it's 50-50? Do you think it's 60-40 in favor of a special session? What, in your opinion, based on the knowledge that you have, do you think there will be a special session called for transportation with tolls?
I think first numbers that come to my head, and I'll give you that, I think 60-40, that there is no special session.
That there is no special session.
That's 60-40.
60-40. All right.
There it is.
Henry, you, we love when we have him on.
That is the one.
I cannot thank you enough, Senator.
Guys, love to talk to you guys. Have a great day, guys.
You do the same. All right. So you heard it, Senator Henry Martin. By the way, we're going to have State GOP Chairman J.R. Romano on at 8:10 this morning, because Senator just referred to the two elections, the special elections that are going on today in Fairfield and Colchester. So when we talk to J.R. Romano in the next hour, we'll certainly make sure that we bring that up. All right, 7:25. Good morning. 25 minutes after the hour.
I'll tell you.
It's Brad Davis. It's Gary Byron. And it's you and your calls when we come back.
Talk to Brad and Gary. 888-574-2723. The Brad Davis Radio Program on the Talk of Connecticut.
There are so many great places to eat at the Capaco Shopping Center in Bloomfield. There's Boston Market with daily specials, Gino's Pizza and Ranch House. And if you're really hungry, stop in the Jumbo Buffet. Looking for something different? Visit Pepper's Jamaican Bakery. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or snack for the road. The Capaco Shopping Center has something for everyone's appetite. Take the family out today and treat them. And give yourself a break from cooking. The restaurants at the Capaco Shopping Center on Cottage Grove Road is the answer, with great restaurants. All in one location.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Here's your On This Date update for January 14th. Today, network television's first early morning TV show premiered today in 1952.
We are in NBC's World Communications Center in the heart of Radio City, New York. We are in touch with the world.
It featured Dave Garraway and Jack Les Cooley. A billion and a half people were said to be watching their TVs on this date in 1973 as Elvis Aloha from Hawaii was broadcast live by satellite worldwide. 20 years later, another TV event, as David Letterman announced today in 1993 that he was leaving NBC and jumping to CBS to host The Late Show. Born on this date, missionary and philosopher Albert Schweitzer, TV commentator Andy Rooney, and America's most famous traitor Benedict Arnold. I'm Mitch Davis, and that's your On This Date update.
In Derby, the remains of an earlier car fire on Route 8 northbound at exit 17. The right lane is blocked. In Seymour, it's stop-and-go traffic on Route 8 southbound between exit 21 and exit 14. This is also because of the earlier car fire. In Hartford, it's stop-and-go traffic on I-84 eastbound, exit 48 to the 91 flyover. I'm Eddie Schaefer, Time Saver Traffic.
Scattered showers are possible later on today, partly to mostly cloudy skies. To start, the Surf Pro of West Hartford temperature 36 right now in Newington.
The Brad Davis Radio Program with Gary Byron, AM 1360, 610, 1470, and FM 103.3. We are the Talk of Connecticut.
look at that clock. Moving right along.
We are, Brad, right along,
ladies and gentlemen.
So, great. Let me tell you, I'm so glad that I have connections with a lot of these state senators and state representatives.
Please.
We love when we have Henry Martin on, but he is.